AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The 2012 Republican nominee for president is not a fan of the GOP frontrunner for president this year. The AP's Sagar Magani is live with the story.
Ed, Mitt Romney's just wrapped up a blistering speech in Utah, simply hammering away at Donald Trump.
Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University.
Romney saying a Trump nomination would greatly diminish the nation's chances for a safe and prosperous future. He ripped Trump's personality and policies, saying the only serious plans have come from his three GOP rivals, one of whom should be the nominee. Trump earlier told NBC's Today Show that Romney is a stiff and a failed candidate. Ed.
That's the AP's Sagar Magani reporting live. Trump said Romney will not get elected. Romney is not a candidate. Tonight in Detroit, there will be four candidates on the stage in the latest Republican presidential debate. With Ben Carson out, the field is now Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. Political analyst Richard Simonton says that Republicans who don't think like Donald Trump are in a bind.
Unless there's a viable alternative, Republicans really have two choices. They either coalesce behind the nominee or they're going to end up voting for some third-party candidate in the general election.
Police in Baltimore say a man was shot and killed at a public works building and the shooter is still on the loose. Investigators think there was a fight between employees. South Africa's highest court dismissed Oscar Pistorius's appeal of his murder conviction. The Olympic athlete was found guilty of killing his girlfriend. This clears the way for sentencing for Pistorius next month. The minimum sentence for murder in South Africa is 15 years. A prosecutor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, says a mental competency exam for a competency exam for a man accused of killing six people will determine only if he understands the charges against him. This is AP Radio News. An American adventurer, Blaine Gibson, claims he discovered part of an aircraft off the coast of Mozambique. It is not clear yet if it's part of the Malaysian Airlines flight that disappeared 2 years ago. Malaysian Transport Minister Liao Tieng Li says it's a good possibility.
Yes, from the pictures shown, is a high probability of the plane debris from the Boeing 777.
Flight MH370 is the only known missing 777. UN Special Envoy to Syria Stefan de Mistura says for the most part the ceasefire in Syria has been successful.
The level of violence in the country has been greatly reduced. Ask the Syrian people. Many of our colleagues have done so. In general, the cessation has been holding.
But de Mistura says fighting continues in Syria, in cities like Homs and the capital, Damascus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.